This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1091. IELTS Part 2 Sample Answers, Describing Scenic Places.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, you will hear two sample speaking part two answers for IELTS questions about describing places. Learn amazing Band 9 vocabulary and native natural fluency tricks on today's show.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Good morning, Aubrey. How's it going?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm good. A lot of things swirling in my head. We have soccer practice tonight, and I need to call my mom back. You know, life. It's funny as an adult, like how many hats we wear. There's a great idiom for you guys, to wear too many hats, or I'm wearing this hat. That is a synonym for a life role, right? So it's like the mother hat, the dog hat, the coach hat, blah, blah, blah. So you could say, oh, sometimes I feel like I'm wearing too many hats.
You know, right? I go straight from podcaster hat to mom hat. Driving kids to soccer, and then maybe go on a date in your wife hat.
So many hats, you guys. Okay, so what are we doing today, Aubrey? We're going to give some sample part two answers. I love doing sample answers. It's so fun.
I know. I do too. They're fun. And I know you guys really love them. We've gotten lots of comments, feedback that you love these sample answers. So much great vocab, and especially part two. I think it's really good for you to see how much it takes to fill that two minutes, and then to go and respond to the same question. Time yourself so that you can see, oh man, I need to know a lot of vocab for these questions.
You need to vamp for a long time. Vamp is a is a great verb. It means like you're talking just to fill time. And you have to learn how to do that for IELTS speaking part two. And it's not going to be perfectly organized. You're not graded on being perfectly organized, right? That's one of the biggest myths that IELTS candidates have is like, because some teachers actually tell you this, that you need to have like an introduction, a body, a conclusion, all this like perfectly organized ideas for part two. You do not, you guys.
Absolutely not.
To be fluent and coherent in part two, you need to be able to not repeat yourself, right? Which is huge, which takes practice, which means to not repeat yourself, you need to move on in every sentence. And oftentimes that means diving into details about side notes and stories, right?
Exactly.
Like that's what it means. Okay. So hopefully Aubrey and I will do that well today.
Yes, exactly. It can really be your downfall if you're trying to do the beginning, middle, and end because you might summarize and still have time. And then what do you do?
So I know, right?
That is so much better. Just don't plan on doing an end and a summary. Just keep talking and the examiner will stop you when your 2 minutes are up.
Exactly, guys. Yeah, that's a good point. Like, don't try and give a conclusion because it's weird. It's not natural. Like, we don't do that when we're talking. It won't help your score. That's the number one reason. It won't help your score. And it might even hurt your score because you're going to be repeating yourself, right?
Exactly.
Like, yeah. good point. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are our topics today?
So we're going to both answer questions that are related to scenic places, beautiful awesome. Places. There'll be different questions, but you I guys will hear a adjective. Lot of vocab. Scenic, right? It just means some like beautiful vistas and someplace where the scenery is really pretty. So you'll get a lot of vocab, and there's a good chance that you will have a question like this on IELTS, either part one, part two, or even part three if you're talking about the environment, keeping the environment totally. Beautiful, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is one of the main topic types in part two is describing places. So these are really good examples. Before we dive into those sample answers, guys, I want to remind you that you can take a free English quiz. Get your level for whatever purpose you have. Probably IELTS, right? That's why you're here. But also, we have a free business English quiz. We have a free general fluency quiz. You can get your level and free resources that we made just for your level, guys. Take all three quizzes, you know, why not? They only take a few minutes, right? And you learn about yourself and you get free learning material. So go to allearsenglish.com/quiz and take some free English quizzes. Why not? Okay, so who's going first?
You go first.
Oh, I'll dang it.
You. You should have just said, Aubrey, you go first.
I know. As I was asking you, I was like, why am I asking and not telling? I should take control if that's what I want. Anyway, right? We're all learning. Okay.
Okay. Your part two question is, describe. Oh.
By the way, guys, we haven't planned these. Okay.
Oh, just no.
Totally spontaneous. Right. Okay. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Describe an area of your country you know and like.
You know, I'm going to choose my own area. That's obviously the most at the forefront of my mind, so it would be easier to talk about. When asked about a beautiful part of where I live, it's tough to choose just one, honestly, because that is one of the most amazing advantages and hugest perks of living in Portland, Oregon, my part of the world, because you literally have access to like every kind of environment. If I drive an hour west, I go to the ocean. If I drive half an hour east, I'm in the snowy mountains. Mount Hood is 45 minutes away. It is a glacier. It is snowy 100% of the year. The U.S. Olympic ski team comes to train at Mount Hood because it's the only place with snow in the summer. Like, it is amazing. And not only that, if I go south, then you can find like high desert, which is like where I grew up near Lake Tahoe. So it's tough to discern just like one beautiful place, but let's see. The last Mother's Day, I chose to take an adventure with my son because Mother's Day, I get to do what I want as a mother. And we went to a beautiful art museum that is in the middle of nowhere on the banks of the Columbia River in the Gorge. The Gorge sounds like kind of a gross term, actually, but here it just describes this amazing valley with a river at the bottom. And it's a really famous part of America, actually. And so you could go on the balcony of this art museum on the second floor, purchase a cappuccino first and maybe a biscotti to take with you and sit on the glass-walled balcony and look over like hundreds of miles, it seemed. Of
thank you.
Oh, dang.
Would you go back to that art museum?
Oh my gosh, for sure. I want to go back next year for Mother's Day and make it a tradition.
Excellent. I threw in that question after because in a lot of my speaking Perfect. Classes lately, that sort of throwaway question right after part two, students will continue talking and I'll cut them off. And we have to remember right after part two, you're going to be asked a question that's just a transition to part three. You exactly. want to answer it pretty quickly, just like Jessica did there.
Yeah, totally. Oh my God. Aubrey, you're amazing. I'm just like floored by your intelligence and talent, Aubrey.
You're so yes. complimentary lately. I'll take it. I'll take all the compliments.
I'm in a good mood, you know? And I love complimenting people. Anyway.
Well, let me point out some of the great things you did, right? So first of all, really interesting vocabulary talking about all of the scenic places near your home, right? Snowy mountains, high desert. Very specific vocab that you guys might not have thought to learn in your language. You need to be able to describe all types of landscapes in English, right? And then you guys will notice, if you listen to that answer again, or you probably noticed the first time, after she had sort of described all these beautiful places, she probably would have been a little stuck or repeating herself as she kept describing beautiful places. So instead, she told a story. She went to talk about this art museum she visited with her son, and that pulled out interesting vocab about food, cappuccino and biscotti, and the things you would do there.
Which
and
are
the
two
glass.
Italian words.
No, I love it.
But we use them in English.
So use them. Yes. And then describing this glass-walled balcony, right? A great adjective, glass-walled. If they're, instead of saying the balcony had glass walls, right? Band nine. To instead flip that, make it an adjective. Great job.
Thank you so much. I want to go back to that note, though, because this is a teaching point, guys, that you will, well, if the examiner's doing their job correctly, you will be asked a closing question in part two. So the examiner must stop you at 2 minutes and then ask you a closing question. Like Aubrey said, do not go on and on with that answer. Literally just one sentence, guys. The examiner does not want you to talk a lot. The examiner has to move on to part three. Okay, like we don't care about your answer, honestly, for that question. So just like a sentence and then get ready for part three, right? Okay, let's see. So Aubrey, your turn. Oh, this is a fun one. I think I've done an example of this on our YouTube channel, guys.
Ooh, nice.
IELTS Energy TV, check that out. I remember describing like a boat trip or something. Anyway.
Ooh, and it would be curious to hear how different that answer is from the one I'm about to give, because
you'll see,
man, every part two answer, it's not like there's one answer that it'll be so different depending on your experiences.
God. There's a million. There's not a right answer, right? And that's like tough for students to take in sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not a right answer. Then what am I supposed to say? It's hard, guys. I get it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, Aubrey, describe a place near water.
I can't help but talk about where we're going next week, which is Rocky Point, Mexico. It's just a brief 3.5-hour drive from my home here in Phoenix. So it's even closer than Southern California, which is also pretty close. But they have the coolest beaches there. It's called Rocky Point for a reason. Puerto Peñasco, because the beaches are very rocky. There's sort of some rocky cliffs. But then there are your white sand beaches that you can play in near the resort. But my favorite are these rocky beaches because you still have the beautiful ocean with this pristine aqua-colored water. And there's a variety of different hues in the water because of the rocks on the beach, just barely submerged by the waves. But you can walk around in these great the coral reef is often exposed. So there are tide pools. You can walk around, you can find sea glass, all sorts of crustaceans, little crabs crawling around in the tide pools. It's the best place to take kids. I mean, there are lots of cool tide pools all over the world, but Rocky Point's a really fun one because it's just crawling with living things. And then you can also find really cool shells, big chunks of coral reef, really cool sand dollars, all sorts of shells. So we're going next week. We go every fall because it's terribly hot in Phoenix, but it's not bad right on the beach. So we go to Rocky Point. We stay at a place that has giant swimming pools, which we totally ignore because we have a swimming pool in our backyard. So we just go out to the ocean and let the tourists be at the pool. And we swim in the waves aren't huge like in California. So we don't surf or go bodyboarding necessarily, but we can go paddleboarding because it's actually quite calm, the waves. And we can just enjoy being on the beach in this beautiful
Thank
weather.
Thank you. Have you told other people about this place?
No, because I don't want it to get crowded.
Totally. Oh my gosh, that was so great, you guys. So much great vocabulary in Aubrey's answer. Before I highlight a couple things, I want to remind you guys that this is on YouTube as well, so you can watch us give these sample answers. And I think that is a nice way to mimic or shadow to improve your English and especially your pronunciation. So go over to IELTS Energy TV, guys. This is episode 1091 if you want to check that out. Okay, first of all, awesome way to introduce that. I can't help but talk about. It's a very general term. Like, it's not a super specific meaning, which means you guys can use this to introduce like almost anything you are going to talk about in part two. You can be like, I can't help but talk about such and such because honestly, it's the only thing I could think of. Or totally. I can't help but talk about such and such because it is my most favorite thing ever. I mean, like, it really could introduce like any For topic. Sure. So that's
Yeah, basically
awesome
means
phrase.
The same as like, I'm excited to talk about this.
Yeah.
But it is very native. We say that all the time. Like, I can't help but do this because I'm so excited
yeah.
about it.
I love like the double negative phrases that come
totally.
Up. You know what I mean? Like it sounds, it's not a double negative. I mean, it sounds negative. Like I cannot help, but it's actually a positive phrase. Anyway.
It actually means I really want to. Yeah.
Right. I know. Yeah. Okay. Also, adjective, brief drive. So instead of saying something is close, say it is a brief drive, describing different kinds of beaches, a rocky beach, a white sand beach. Instead of saying clean blue water, boring, band six, Aubrey, band nine, said pristine aqua water. So guys, do you see how like just having a few different adjectives to replace normal ones raises the level of your answer so greatly, right? Hue instead of color, which I know we've taught you guys before, so you should know that synonym. Talking about tide pools. Tide pools are the best family thing in the world, right? You go and you see all these. So a tide pool, guys, when it's low tide, the ocean is out, it leaves puddles in rocks on the beach and you see sea creatures in there like sea urchins and starfish. Up here on the Oregon coast, we see lots of starfish and sea urchins.
Cool.
It's really cool. Awesome. Chunks of coral, sand dollars. So all these very very specific vocabulary terms related to the beach and the sea. So I love it very much, guys. If you think you might talk about or describe a beach or sea moment, definitely write down some of those vocab words from Aubrey's answer. Awesome. So check this out on IELTS Energy TV, guys. Leave a comment with how you would answer one of today's questions. We would love to see your ideas, guys. And remember, take some free English quizzes. Challenge yourself. Go to allearsenglish.com/quiz. Everything is free, guys. Just choose a goal, take a quiz, get some material. Why not? We made it for you. allearsenglish.com/quiz. Awesome. Aubrey, thank you so much. That was fun.
That was really fun. Yeah, I always love talking about the beat. You could tell I could have just talked forever. Stop me at 2 minutes.
Yup, that's the examiner's job.
Exactly.
All right, have a good weekend.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.